For Older Kids, A Prayer for Safety by Sueli D. Aquino. Based on a true story. I speak to Heavenly Father. He hears and answers me when I pray in faith. Children's Songbook, page 14. I love nature. I like to hear the singing of the birds, the rustling of the leaves in the wind, and the sound of the sea. Sometimes my family goes to the beach with other families. The dads play volleyball, and the moms sit under umbrellas and play with the younger children. One afternoon, I was so excited when we got to the ocean. The waves were calm, and there were small pools scattered around the shoreline. I ran to the water. I wanted to swim like a fish and collect seashells. "Stay close, Sueli," my mother called as she gathered the young children into the shade of the big umbrella. "All right, Mom," I said as I dug my toes into the wet sand. I searched for shells and inspected the little creatures in the pools along the shore. As I splashed in one of the pools, I looked back toward my family. I could see the umbrellas in the distance. I realized I had gone too far away. I tried to swim back to the beach, but the tide had risen. The pool grew deeper as I struggled to get out. I was getting tired, and I knew I was in danger. All I could think of was getting help from Heavenly Father. I said a prayer in my mind. As soon as I finished praying, a hand grabbed my arm and pulled me to safety. It was one of my father's friends. I am grateful that Heavenly Father answered my prayer and held out His hand by sending someone to help me. The next time we visited the ocean, I stayed close to my family, just as I can stay close to Heavenly Father through prayer. Sidebar: My Heavenly Father. In this story, Sueli found out that Heavenly Father was watching over her. To learn other important things about Heavenly Father, choose the right words to fill in the blanks. Choose from the following words: live, guide, spirit, earth, church, watches, prayers, name. Number 1. He is the father of my blank. Number 2. He sent me to live on blank, where I received a body and can learn and grow. Number 3. He knows my blank and all about me. Number 4. He always loves me and blank over me. Number 5. He listens to and answers my blank. Number 6. He sent His Son Jesus Christ to teach the gospel and organize His blank. Number 7. He sends the Holy Ghost to comfort and blank me. Number 8. If I keep the commandments, I will blank with Heavenly Father again. Friend to Friend, Spiritual Promptings. From an interview with Sister Jean A. Stevens, First Counselor in the Primary General Presidency, by Annie Beer. Through a still small voice, the Spirit speaks to me. Children's Songbook, pages 106 and 107. One evening, my children and I were driving down a hill near our home. I noticed a boy about 12 years old wearing a backpack and walking up the hill. It was a strange time for him to be coming home from school, but I didn't think too much of it. Then I had a strong impression that I should turn around and help the boy. But I was worried it would frighten him if a strange car pulled up next to him at night, so I continued driving. As I got to the bottom of the hill, the impression came again. You need to go help that boy. I turned the car around and drove back to the boy. I rolled down the window and said, Do you need help? I had a prompting that I should come back and help you. The boy looked at us with tears streaming down his face. He said, Would you? I've been praying that someone would help me. He had stayed after school for an activity and had missed the last bus. He had walked several miles already. It was getting dark and he was frightened. Because of the boy's prayer and the Spirit's prompting, we were able to help him find his way home. We can all pray when we need help. I received a spiritual feeling that helped the boy return home. you too can receive promptings through the Spirit that will help guide you safely home to Heavenly Father. Question Corner. Responses are intended for help and perspective, not as pronouncements of church doctrine. My brother and I argue a lot. I want to be nicer, but it's hard. What are some things I can do to stop fighting? I used to have this problem with my sister. Here are some things that really helped me. Number one, if you're about to say something unkind, think to yourself, if my brother said this to me, how would I feel? Number two, every morning when you first see your brother, say something nice like, I really like that shirt you're wearing. If you do these things, you'll soon be able to get along better with your brother. Ellie H., age 11, Colorado. Have you tried leaving him nice notes? If not, you could try that. My mom wants my sister and me to be polite to each other, using words like please and thank you. Good luck! Ryan S., age 10, California. Once my brother and I were fighting over who should get to play on the trampoline. Then I said, why don't we play a game together on the trampoline? We stopped fighting and had a good time. Kate J., age 11, Utah. Try serving them by doing little things. It will make you love them more, and they will appreciate you for doing those small things. Lydia B., age 10, North Carolina. I have a little brother. It is hard, but I prayed and it helped me. Austin M., age 8, Utah. I am the oldest of six kids. Sometimes we argue or tease each other. If you are arguing, you could say a prayer asking Heavenly Father to help you better understand your brother. Also, you could read this story, Vitamin L, from the March 2010 Friend, or Josh and the Dragon from the July 2011 issue. It is important to watch over and protect your brothers and sisters. After all, the most important commandment is to love one another. Mary P., age 11, Utah. Next question. My friend has started doing some things I know aren't right. What should I do? Do you have some advice about this? Send us your answer and photo by February 29th, 2012. Find our address on page 48 or email us at friend@ldschurch.org. Put question corner in the subject line. Remember to include a parent's permission. End of the section for older kids.